This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Virtual education can reduce marijuana and alcohol use among American Indian and Alaska Native young adults. That's according to a National Institutes of Health-funded study. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The program is dubbed Traditions and Connections for Urban Native Americans, also called TACUNA. It looked at typical and cultural practices that aim to prevent substance abuse. In the study, hundreds of indigenous people aged 18 to 25 participated for a year in TACUNA care versus those in a standard substance abuse program. Both groups showed improvements, but only the TACUNA group reported decreases in how often they consume alcohol or marijuana and use less of it. I'm the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey at KANW in New Mexico.
A new Denver park is named after a legendary indigenous activist who made her name in the aftermath of Colorado's deadliest day. Denverite's Paolo Schulzeda has more.
Amajay Prowers came to prominence after her family was killed in the Sand Creek Massacre. She spoke out in Congress against the violence and became known as a skilled diplomat between tribes and American settlers. She was inducted into the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame in 2018. The new park named after her mostly serves a new development in Green Valley Ranch in northeast Denver, a fast-growing neighborhood in Colorado's capital city. I'm Paolo Schulzeda, Denverite.
Colorado's newest and largest coal plant is still broken after a year. Comanche 3 in Pueblo has been down since last August. That's caused major complications for Xcel Energy. The company is now operating Comanche 2, a sister coal plant, well past its retirement date. And it's asking regulators to let it bill Coloradans for millions in extra costs, which include buying more power from fossil fuels. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver.